USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Barusa reporting. The Russian Defense Ministry says its troops withdrew from the eastern Ukrainian city of Lyman due to the threat of encirclement a day after the Kremlin illegally annexed that region. Ukraine's military suggested it had full control of the city after it announced that Russian troops had been killed or captured. Hurricane Ian made landfall for the second time this week on Friday, crashing into coastal South Carolina as a Category 1 storm that brought lashing rains and storm surge, but appeared unlikely to wreak the sort of devastation that was still emerging in Florida. And despite a ramping up of what the White House calls saber-rattling about nuclear weapons, there are no signs that Vladimir Putin is close to taking that step in his war on Ukraine. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, Friday afternoon, saying that the U.S. has been abundantly clear with Putin about the repercussions of such a decision. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. For years now, we've helped thousands of families live the dream of home ownership. And it's always great to hear from them.
How willing they were to work with me where everybody else just wanted to slam the door in my face. Second thing was just how quick and easy it was to go to Fellowship because they really put it together quick for me.
At Fellowship Home Loans, we don't have clients. We have friends and family.
I recommend many people say, I have my cousin, I have a friend of work. I have, it's a lot of people who really need someone, like Fellowship Home Loans.
We are here to help. No pressure guaranteed. 800-535-2779. 800-535-2779.
I appreciate how quick and easy it was to work with Fellowship Home Loans. What a pleasant experience it was. They really put it together quick for me.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.